WTOP News Time 810. It is time for the WTOP Car Report, a new feature you'll hear each Monday night at this time. Now, you may be shopping for something all the family can ride in. WTOP Automotive Editor Mike Paris has been looking at a couple of smaller SUVs. We start with the 2014 Kia Sorento.
I got to say, it's a pleasant surprise, actually. It looks good. It's new for 2014, even though it kind of looks like the one from 2013. They've really updated the interior, where you're going to spend a lot of your time. So it's a great ride. I think you even sat in it, and it wasn't a bad ride, was it?
No, it was pretty impressive. The one we were in was fully loaded, though. So what are the differences there as far as prices?
It starts at $24,000 or so for the base model with a front-wheel drive only and a four-cylinder engine. Spend a couple grand more, which I think is probably the best, is with the V6 engine, because you can actually tow something one day. Maybe you get that motorcycle you've always wanted. You can put it on the back of that and have no problem. And you're still going to get about 24, 25 miles per gallon on the city.
There is one unusual thing. The display is beautiful, the speedometer, all of that. And then right in the middle of the dashboard, you have this digital clock that looks like it's from Knight Rider or something, the middle 80s. It's weird.
I know. The thing is beautiful. It has a huge 8-inch screen for your navigation, and it also has like a rear view camera. And then right above it, it has a red clock.
Which looks like something that maybe would have been on a digital watch decades ago.
It's like the whole thing is great except for that one little thing. And that's probably the only really nitpick I could find of this SUV.
Yeah, and just to make a legitimate point about the clock, if the sun is shining on your dashboard, you can't see the time.
It's pretty much useless. If you have the huge sunroof, it's called a panoramic sunroof, and it's great for a lovely weather day, but you don't want to see the clock, I hope.
But you should be ready to spend, what, between $35,000 and $40,000 if you want
Want everything fully loaded. The one I drove was $36,000. It had navigation. It had the heated and cooled seats, the leather. It has pretty much everything you're going to need. And there's one level above, and it's a Limited. And it has like the Napa leather you'd find in one of the upper echelon cars. And it's right at $40,000. So looking about $35,000 with a nicely loaded all-wheel drive V6 SUV.
Now, you can save some money on our second car today. It's the Nissan Rogue. Tell us about it.
The Nissan Rogue is a little bit smaller. I would say it's probably a small crossover, where the other one was a mid-size crossover. So you're losing a little bit of space, but you're gaining a great city vehicle. This thing can go around corners. It can fit in those tight spots without any question. And it has a great thing to help you park. It's called an around view camera. So you see what's behind you, which is great, but it's also on your left and right. Great safety feature.
Again, talking about loading up the kids, is it comfortable or is it a bit of a tight squeeze?
It's pretty comfortable. I wouldn't want to put three kids in the back seat, but you can certainly get away with two. And it's a lot like a car. So if you're used to driving a car and you need a little bit more space, this might be something you might want to look into.
And compared to the Kia Sorento, are you doing a lot better on gas here?
Yeah, I was getting around 26 to 27 miles per gallon, and that's a mix of highway and city driving. And, you know, some of the highway driving is like city driving in this area.
But the Rogue is about to be redesigned, so that might either give you pause or you might say, I'm going to save some money on this.
The next one's going to be a little bit bigger. So if you like something that's kind of small and you want to save some money, I think you can do a good deal on one of these right now. There's nothing wrong with the SUV to begin with, but it's been around for a couple of years, and all the designers like to redesign after a couple of years.
What didn't you like about the Nissan Rogue?
That's a blind spot when you're backing up. The camera helps out a lot, so make sure you get the camera. And also, it's kind of strange. It's called a continually variable transmission, which is kind of different because it really doesn't shift like normal transmissions. So it kind of takes a little getting used to. Maybe the first time you're driving it, you might think, I might be in low gear, but no, it's everything's fine. It just takes about 10, 15 minutes of getting used to.
So just to be clear, I mean, it is an automatic transmission, but unusual in that way.
Yeah, more and more cars are doing it. It's great for fuel economy. It always has the engine in like its peak of the economy or peak of performance. So if you're driving it like a normal person, it's going to give you tremendous gas mileage compared to some other SUVs. I was seeing close to 30 miles per gallon on the highway.
That's WTOP Automotive Editor Mike Paris. See pictures of and read a lot more about the Kia Sorento and Nissan Rogue at WTOP.com. Search cars.